Have a happy day. You can make the most of it. Swing along, chase your troubles with a song, and you'll have yourself a happy day.
Well, hi again, everybody. It's the Ira Cook Show from Hollywood, Friday edition, with Andy Williams. And the opener, I Think I Love You.
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you. This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it. And didn't I go and shout it when you walked into the room? I think I love you. I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of a love there is no cure for. I think I love you. Isn't that what life is made of? Though it worries me to say that I've never felt this way.
I don't know what I'm up against. I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about.
Hey, I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of a love there is no cure for. I think I love you. Isn't that what life is made of? Though it worries me to say that I've never felt this way. Believe me, you really don't have to worry. I only want to make you happy. And if you say, hey, go away, I will. But I think better still, I'd better stay around and love you. Do you think I have a case? Let me ask you to your face. Do you think you love me? I think I love you.
The song made popular by the Partridge Family and then done by Andy Williams, I Think I Love You, our opener today, and a good one, too. Jose Feliciano next, a song that he wrote titled There's No One About. It's a very pretty song that you'll enjoy after this tip about driving.
You're the driver. If you happen to be driving in Maine, remember, if you encourage any member of a ship's company to desert, you'll pay a heavy penalty. In Louisiana, never fish for shrimp until you've established residence. And in Colorado, if you encounter a sick bee, you must lose no time in reporting the invalid to the Commissioner of Agriculture. All are old laws still on the books in these states, and no doubt something you always wanted to know when you're the driver.
I laugh when the sun comes up every morning. I laugh, but there's no one about. I can go anywhere, anytime I want to. I go, but there's no one about. How I remember that rock and roll music and the times I swing and the crazy things I did in school. Sitting here all alone, wondering where my next door is coming from, but there's no one about. Yeah.
And that is Jose Feliciano. His selection title, There's No One About. Good one, too. How about listening to the Letterman now, as they bring you the very famous international hit, Volare.
Away from the maddening crowd, we can sing in the glow of a star that I know of, where lovers enjoy peace of mind. Let us leave the confusion and all this illusion behind. Just like birds of a feather, a rainbow together will fly. Volare, whoa, whoa. No wonder my happy heart sings. Your love has given me wings.
El volavo, volavo, felice, più in alto del sole, ancora più su. Mentre il mondo pian piano spariva lontano laggiù. Una musica dolce suonavo soltanto per me.
Volare, whoa, whoa, whoa. Cantare, whoa, whoa, whoa. No wonder my happy heart sings. Your love has given me wings. No wonder my happy heart sings. Your love has given me wings.
That's called Volare.
No.
The Letterman doing that. That's a song that first came out, oh, quite a few years ago, by, Domenico Modugno. Well, that's as close as I can come. I met him once. He was a very, very charming man. And he had the first big hit on that, back about 15, 16 years ago. Now, The Letterman, with their version, on the Friday edition of The Ira Cook Show. Speaking of old-timers, I want to play this next song for you that comes from our special file of golden hits of the past. The Three Sons, their version of Twilight Time.
Thank you.
I made pretty records in those days, about 20 years ago at least, maybe more, maybe 25. Twilight Time by the Three Sons. Be interesting to know whatever happened to the Three Sons through the years. We continue the Friday edition of the Ira Cook Show with a handy hint. If you plan to go shopping, try to arrange your shopping trip to the grocery store after you have a meal, either after breakfast, lunch, or dinner. I'll tell you why. Because if you're hungry when you go to the store, chances are you're going to purchase more and that you're going to buy some things that you really don't want. Somebody wrote a poem about this once, and if you remember this, you'll be able to save yourself some money when you go shopping. The poem goes as follows. If I go hungry to the store, it seems to make me purchase more. So if I would avoid a beating, I'll do my shopping after eating.
Sun shines most of the time, and the feeling is laid back. Palm trees grow and rents are low, but you know, keep thinking about making my way back. Well, I'm New York City born and raised, but nowadays I'm lost between two shores. LA's fine, but it ain't home. New York's home, but it ain't mine no more. I am myself to no one there, and no one heard at all, not even the chair. I am, I cry. Dreamed of being a king and then became one. Well, except for the names and a few other changes, if you talk about me, the story's the same one. But I got an emptiness deep inside, and I tried, but it won't let me go. And I'm not a man.
I said, another Neil Diamond smash. Now, Tony Bennett. This is that gorgeous theme from the picture Love Story. Here's Tony.
Where do I begin to tell the story of how great a love can be? A sweet love story that is older than the sea. The simple truth about the love she brings to me. Where do I start? With her first hello, she gave a meaning to this empty world of mine. There'd never be another love, another time. She came into my life and made a living fine. She fills my heart. She fills my heart with very special things, with angel songs, with wild imaginings. She fills my soul with so much love that anywhere be lonely, I reach for her hand. It's always there. How long does it last? Can love be measured by the hours in a day? I have no answers now, but this much I can say. I'll need her till the stars all burn away, and she'll be
the man who made San Francisco so famous when he recorded I Left My Heart in San Francisco, Tony Bennett, the theme from Love Story. I could express that, I could turn that statement around and say the city that made Tony Bennett so famous, because until he recorded I Left My Heart in San Francisco, things weren't going too well with his career. That one record turned everything around. He's one of the top male vocalists in the world today, Tony Bennett. We're going to hear the PJs very soon. Very pretty song that they have for you. First, let me tell you about an amazing man of the gridiron. This particular incident occurred back on the 19th of November in 1932. West Liberty State of West Virginia was pitted against Cedarville College. On the very first play of the game, it was obvious that a fellow named Joe Kershala was going to have a remarkable day. The West Liberty halfback raced 70 yards for a touchdown in the very first play. And you know, before the day was over, Kershala had made football history. He had scored 71 points all by himself, a collegiate record. Six of his touchdowns were scored in the first half of the game, as West Liberty rolled up an 83-0 lead at the end of the first half. At the end of the game, the score was, believe it or not, 127-0. What a game. The feat, however, had a rather weird aspect, because nobody knows for sure whether Joe was or was not a bona fide collegian. To this day, West Liberty State has no evidence that Joe was ever duly enrolled. It is suspected that he was a ringer, for the records show that he scored only one touchdown in the first eight games of that year, and the records indicate that Joe wasn't even listed as a starter in any game after that particular weird day, November the 19th. Some story. Incredible. The song you're going to hear next by the PJs is titled, I Could Never Say No.
Sure of is your love being in me.
I Could Never Say No, sung for you by the PJs. Good sound. Friday edition of our program, The Ira Cook Show, Monday through Friday. We try to bring you lots of variety of music. Some of the great old favorites mixed up with some of the best of the newer releases. Some songs that have been around for 5, 6, 7 years that deserve replays. From time to time, interviews with outstanding personalities. The next number on my show features Lawrence Welk, who started leading a band in 1925. What a career this man has had. And not all of the critics have been kind to him. I don't suppose he cares. Well, I imagine he does care, but financially, he's probably one of the most successful band leaders in the business from the financial point of view. He owns buildings. He owns a marvelous area down near San Diego with his own golf course. And it's a trailer camp, kind of, but very, very lush and beautiful. Woody Herman once said, Lawrence Welk has the most successful band in America. People don't have to think about it. It's automatic. You don't even have to listen to it. It can be great music for talking to or great music for watching a ball game to. Well, whatever. Here's Lawrence Welk, and the beat goes on. One is called The Beat Goes On. That's by Lawrence Welk as we conclude another week of broadcasting. Be back Monday with more of the same. Hope you'll be listening. In the meantime, remember this. It's not hard to be happy. Just forget your troubles as easily as you did your blessings. Thanks for listening. Have a happy day. Goodbye, everybody. This is the American Forces Radio and Television Service.